What is ethics? Ethics are the moral principles and professional standards that guide your decisions and actions. In tax preparation, ethics require you to do what is right, even when it is difficult, unpopular, or may result in losing a client. Being ethical means making decisions based on honesty, integrity, fairness, and compliance with the law rather than personal gain or client pressure. Ethics are not optional. They are the foundation of every successful tax practice and are expected by the IRS, your employer, and every taxpayer you serve. Ethics versus legality. A common misconception is that if something is legal, it is automatically ethical. While laws establish the minimum standards required, ethical professionals often hold themselves to an even higher standard. For example, a tax position may technically be allowed under the law, but require additional documentation before it should be claimed. A client may ask you to round up expenses without documentation and insist that everyone does it. Doing so would violate professional ethics. A preparer may discover an error that benefits the client financially. Ethically, the error should be corrected rather than ignored. Professional ethics require you to make decisions that are both legally compliant and morally responsible. Core ethical principles. Every legendary tax professional's preparer is expected to demonstrate several core ethical principles. Integrity. Be truthful in every conversation, every calculation, and every tax return. Never misrepresent facts or knowingly include false information. Honesty. Provide accurate information to clients, even if the outcome is not what they hoped for. Avoid misleading statements or unrealistic promises. Objectivity. Base your decisions on facts, documentation, and tax law, not personal opinions, emotions, or financial incentives. Confidentiality. Protect taxpayer information at all times. Never disclose client information without proper authorization unless required by law. Professional competence. Only prepare returns you are qualified to complete. When you encounter unfamiliar situations, seek guidance rather than guessing. Ethics build long-term success. Clients may not remember every tax law you explain, but they will remember how you treated them. Ethical tax preparers earn long-term client relationships, repeat business, referrals from satisfied clients, respect within the tax industry, and confidence from regulatory agencies. A reputation for honesty and professionalism is far more valuable than any single tax return. At Legendary Tax Professionals, we believe success is measured not only by the number of returns we prepare, but by the trust we earn. Every ethical decision strengthens our reputation, protects our clients, and reinforces our commitment to preparing accurate, compliant, and legally defensible tax returns. Integrity before profit. One of the greatest challenges you may face as a tax preparer is choosing between doing what is right and doing what is profitable. There will be times when clients pressure you to increase their refund, overlook missing documentation, or claim deductions and credits they are not legally entitled to receive. As a professional tax preparer, your responsibility is never to maximize a refund at any cost. Your responsibility is to prepare the most accurate tax return legally possible. Integrity means making the right decision, even if it means losing a client, reducing your preparation fee, or having a difficult conversation. Integrity is not something you turn on only when someone is watching. It is the standard you uphold in every return, every client interaction, and every business decision. Your integrity is one of your most valuable professional assets. Protect it at all costs. The cost of chasing bigger refunds. Some preparers believe promising large refunds is the best way to attract and keep clients. While this may create short-term business, it often leads to long-term consequences. Preparing inaccurate or fraudulent returns can result in IRS audits, refund delays or denials, repayment of credits and refunds, civil penalties, criminal investigations, suspension or loss of PTIN or EFIN privileges, and permanent damage to your professional reputation. One dishonest decision can undo years of hard work. Your reputation is worth more than any fee. Imagine two tax preparers. Preparer A promises every client a large refund, overlooks questionable information, and files returns without asking enough questions. Preparer B follows IRS rules, asks detailed questions, explains the law clearly, and files only accurate, well-documented returns. At first, Preparer A may appear more successful because clients are attracted to larger refunds. However, when IRS notices begin arriving and audits increase, those same clients often lose trust and look elsewhere. Preparer B builds a loyal client base through honesty, professionalism, and accuracy. Over time, this reputation leads to repeat business, referrals, and sustainable growth. Long-term success is built on trust, not shortcuts. Never compromise your integrity. No client, referral, or tax preparation fee is worth risking your career. If a client asks you to report income they did not earn, omit income they actually received, claim dependents they do not qualify to claim, create or exaggerate business expenses, fabricate a business to obtain credits, alter tax documents, or claim deductions without supporting documentation. Do not prepare or file the return until the issue has been resolved in accordance with tax law. At Legendary Tax Professionals, we do not compete by promising the biggest refunds. We compete by providing accurate tax preparation, honest guidance, exceptional client service, compliance with IRS regulations, ethical decision-making, and professional excellence. Our clients trust us because they know we will always do what is right, not what is easiest. Handling client pressure professionally. Not every client will agree with your recommendations. Some may become frustrated when they learn they do not qualify for a larger refund, certain deductions, or specific tax credits. Others may insist that another tax preparer did it before or claim that everyone else does it. As a professional tax preparer, your responsibility is to remain calm, respectful, and committed to following the law. Client pressure should never influence your professional judgment. Remember, your obligation is to prepare an accurate return, not the return the client wishes they had. Common situations you may encounter. Throughout your career, you may hear statements such as, "Can't you just put something down?" "My last tax preparer claimed it." "Nobody checks those deductions anyway." "If you don't do it, I'll just go somewhere else." "Everyone I know claims this." "Just make my refund bigger." Or, "I don't have proof, but I definitely spent that much." These statements are warning signs that require you to slow down, ask additional questions, and ensure the return remains fully compliant with tax law. Respond with professionalism. Rather than arguing with a client, respond with confidence, respect, and education. Instead of simply saying, "That's illegal," you can explain, "IRS regulations require us to have sufficient information and supporting documentation before claiming this deduction or credit." Instead of saying, "I can't do that," you can say, "Based on the information you've provided, I cannot legally include that on your return. If additional documentation becomes available, I'd be happy to review it." Instead of saying, "You're wrong," you can say, "Let's review the IRS requirements together so we can make sure your return is prepared accurately." Professional communication helps preserve the relationship while maintaining compliance. Know when to escalate. If you are ever unsure how to handle a client's request, pause the preparation process. Do not guess or make assumptions. Consult your supervisor or designated reviewer. Document the conversation when appropriate. Continue only after you have confirmed the correct course of action. Seeking guidance is a sign of professionalism and helps ensure every return meets both IRS requirements and Legendary Tax Professionals standards. Do not let fear make your decisions. Some preparers worry about losing clients if they refuse questionable requests. Remember this: a client who leaves because you refuse to violate the law is not a client you want to build your business around. The clients worth keeping are the ones who appreciate honesty, professionalism, and accurate tax preparation. Your integrity will attract the right clients and protect your career far more than giving in to improper requests. Knowing when to say no. One of the defining characteristics of a professional tax preparer is the ability to say no when a request violates tax law, IRS regulations, or professional ethics. Many new preparers believe excellent customer service means always giving the client what they want. In reality, excellent customer service means protecting your client from costly mistakes while ensuring their return is prepared accurately and legally. Sometimes, the most professional answer you can give is, "I cannot legally do that." When you must say no, you must refuse any request that involves knowingly preparing an inaccurate or fraudulent tax return. Examples include claiming a dependent the taxpayer is not eligible to claim, creating or inflating business income or expenses, reporting false deductions to increase a refund, omitting taxable income, altering or accepting altered tax documents, claiming credits without meeting legal qualifications, filing a return using information you know is false or misleading, or guessing numbers because the client does not remember. No amount of client pressure changes the law. Your PTIN is your responsibility. Your PTIN is assigned specifically to you by the IRS. Every return you prepare using your PTIN becomes part of your professional history. If you knowingly prepare fraudulent or inaccurate returns, the IRS can investigate your work and impose serious consequences. These can include monetary penalties, due diligence penalties, suspension or revocation of your PTIN, loss of future tax preparation opportunities, civil lawsuits, and criminal prosecution in cases involving intentional fraud. Protecting your PTIN means protecting your career. It is okay to lose a client. Many preparers fear that saying no will cause a client to leave. That may happen occasionally. A client who expects you to break the law is not the type of client you want representing your business. Building a successful tax practice requires attracting clients who value honesty, professionalism, and compliance, not shortcuts. The clients you lose by following the law are often replaced by clients who appreciate your integrity. How to say no professionally? When declining a request, remain calm, respectful, and confident. For example, based on IRS regulations, I cannot include that information on your return without proper documentation. Or, my responsibility is to prepare the most accurate return legally possible. I cannot claim something that cannot be supported. Or, I'd rather lose this return than put either of us at risk with the IRS. Notice that none of these responses criticize the client. Instead, they focus on legal compliance and professional responsibility. At Legendary Tax Professionals, we will never compromise our integrity to gain a client or increase a refund. Our reputation has been built by preparing returns that are accurate, ethical, compliant, defensible, and professional. Every preparer is expected to uphold these standards without exception. Applying ethics in real tax situations. Understanding ethical principles is important, but applying them in real-life situations is what separates an average tax preparer from an exceptional one. During your career, you will encounter situations where the correct answer may not be the most popular answer. Clients may become frustrated, emotional, or even angry when they learn they do not qualify for a deduction or credit they expected. Your responsibility is to remain professional, rely on the facts, and follow IRS regulations. Let's examine several real-world scenarios. Scenario 1, just claim my grandchild. A taxpayer tells you, "My daughter already claimed my grandson, but I need a bigger refund. Just put him on mine too." The correct response is to not claim the dependent. Explain that IRS rules determine who is legally eligible to claim a dependent. If another taxpayer has already claimed the child, or if the client does not meet the qualifying tests, you cannot legally include that dependent on the return. Your next step is to ask additional questions and review the dependency rules before making any determination. Scenario 2, make up some business expenses. A Schedule C client says, "I don't have receipts, but just estimate about $20,000 in expenses." Do not invent or estimate expenses without sufficient support. Explain that while certain records may be reconstructed in limited circumstances, deductions must always be based on reasonable evidence and IRS requirements. Fabricating expenses could expose both the client and the preparer to audits, penalties, and potential fraud investigations. Scenario 3. Don't report MY cash income. A client tells you they received cash payments, but says, "The IRS won't know about it." All taxable income must be reported, unless specifically excluded by law. Knowingly omitting taxable income creates an inaccurate tax return and violates federal tax law. Your responsibility is to prepare a complete and accurate return using all taxable income provided by the taxpayer. Scenario 4. Another tax preparer did it last year. A client insists, "My last preparer claimed it, so you should too." Never assume another preparer's work was correct. Review the facts, request supporting documentation, and apply current tax law. Every return stands on its own merits. You are responsible for the return you sign, not the one someone else prepared. The professional mindset. When faced with difficult situations, ask yourself, "Is this supported by tax law? Do I have enough information to prepare this accurately? Would I feel comfortable explaining this position to an IRS auditor? Does this align with my professional and ethical responsibilities? Am I protecting both my client and my career?" If the answer to any of these questions is no, stop the preparation process and seek guidance before moving forward. What is a PTIN? A Preparer Tax Identification Number, or PTIN, is a unique identification number issued by the Internal Revenue Service to individuals who prepare or assist in preparing federal tax returns for compensation. If you are paid to prepare or substantially assist in preparing a federal tax return, you are generally required to have a valid PTIN before preparing returns. A PTIN allows the IRS to identify the paid preparer responsible for preparing a tax return while helping protect the preparer's personal Social Security number from appearing on filed returns. Why is a PTIN important? Your PTIN is more than just an identification number. It represents your professional responsibility. Every return you prepare using your PTIN becomes part of your professional record with the IRS. Your PTIN allows the IRS to identify who prepared a tax return, monitor preparer compliance, track filing activity, assess penalties when applicable, investigate fraudulent preparation practices, and maintain accountability within the tax preparation industry. Your PTIN should be treated with the same level of care as any professional license or credential. PTIN responsibilities. As a PTIN holder, you are responsible for maintaining an active PTIN before preparing returns for compensation. You must renew your PTIN annually before each filing season. Keep your contact information current with the IRS. Use only your own PTIN on returns you prepare. Protect your PTIN from unauthorized use. And comply with all applicable IRS rules and regulations. Never allow another individual to prepare returns using your PTIN, and never use another preparer's PTIN under any circumstances. Misusing a PTIN. Improper use of a PTIN can result in significant consequences. Examples include allowing someone else to prepare returns under your PTIN, preparing returns under another person's PTIN, failing to obtain or renew a required PTIN, knowingly preparing fraudulent or misleading returns, or using a PTIN after it has expired or been suspended. These actions may lead to IRS penalties, disciplinary action, suspension of PTIN privileges, or additional civil or criminal consequences depending on the circumstances. Best practices for protecting your PTIN. Renew your PTIN before the IRS renewal deadline each year. Keep your IRS account information accurate and up to date. Monitor your filing activity for anything unusual. Never share your PTIN with unauthorized individuals. Report suspected misuse of your PTIN immediately. And maintain accurate records of the returns you prepare. Your PTIN represents your professional identity as a paid tax preparer. Every return filed under your PTIN reflects your knowledge, integrity, and commitment to ethical tax preparation. The importance of your signature. When you sign a tax return as the paid preparer, you are doing much more than completing the filing process. Your signature is a professional certification that you prepared or substantially assisted in preparing the return, and that, based on the information available to you, the return was prepared in accordance with applicable tax laws. Whether you sign electronically or manually, your signature represents your professional judgment, integrity, and accountability. Never view your signature as a routine step. It carries legal significance. What your signature represents. By signing a return as the paid preparer, you are confirming that you prepared or substantially assisted in preparing the return. You exercised reasonable care while completing the return. You made appropriate inquiries when information appeared incomplete or inconsistent. You included your PTIN as required. And you believe the return is accurate based on the information provided by the taxpayer and applicable tax law. Your signature does not guarantee that every piece of information provided by the taxpayer is true. However, it does confirm that you fulfilled your professional responsibilities before filing the return. Never sign a return you know is incorrect. You should never sign a return if you know income has been intentionally omitted, deductions have been fabricated or exaggerated, dependents do not qualify under IRS rules, credits are being claimed fraudulently, tax documents have been altered, or information has been knowingly falsified. Signing an inaccurate return can expose both you and your client to IRS examinations, penalties, and potentially more serious legal consequences. Review before you sign. Before signing any return, take time to complete a final review. Ask yourself, have I reviewed all income documents? Have I verified the taxpayer's filing status? Have I confirmed dependency qualifications? Have I reviewed all deductions and credits for accuracy? Have I asked follow-up questions where necessary? Have I addressed any inconsistencies or red flags? Is all required documentation complete? Would I confidently explain every position on this return if questioned by the IRS? If the answer to any of these questions is no, stop and resolve the issue before signing. Your signature is permanent. Refunds are temporary. Preparation fees are temporary. Client satisfaction may come and go, but your signature remains part of the official tax record. Every return you sign becomes part of your professional history and contributes to your reputation as a tax preparer. Take that responsibility seriously every single time. At Legendary Tax Professionals, we do not rush signatures to meet deadlines or satisfy client demands. Every signature placed on a return represents our commitment to accuracy, professionalism, ethical conduct, and compliance with IRS regulations. If you would not confidently defend the return before an IRS auditor, you should not sign it. Your responsibility to the taxpayer. One of the fundamental responsibilities of every paid tax preparer is ensuring that taxpayers receive a complete copy of their tax return after it has been prepared and filed. Providing the taxpayer with a copy of their return is not simply good customer service. It is a professional responsibility and an important part of maintaining transparency throughout the tax preparation process. Clients should never leave your office or complete a virtual appointment without knowing what was filed on their behalf. Why this is important? Providing clients with a copy of their return allows them to review the information that was filed with the IRS, verify the accuracy of their personal and financial information, keep records for future tax years, apply for mortgages, loans, financial aid, or other programs requiring tax documentation, respond to future IRS correspondence if necessary, and maintain accurate personal financial records. A tax return is often one of the most important financial documents a taxpayer possesses. What should be included? A complete client copy should generally include Form 1040 or the applicable tax return, all schedules filed with the return, supporting tax forms, W-2s, and applicable 1099 information when appropriate, elections or statements submitted with the return, and filing instructions when applicable. Depending on company procedures and software, the client copy may also include informational worksheets used during preparation. Review the return with your client. Whenever possible, review the completed return before requesting the taxpayer's signature. Take time to explain the filing status, total income reported, major deductions claimed, tax credits received, refund amount or balance due, expected refund timing when applicable, and any recommendations for next year's tax planning. Avoid simply handing the return to the client without explanation. A few minutes of education can significantly improve client confidence and reduce future misunderstandings. Encourage clients to keep their records. Advise clients to securely store their tax return and supporting documents. Tax records may be needed for future tax returns, IRS correspondence or audits, loan applications, home purchases, financial aid applications, business financing, or identity verification. Encouraging organized record keeping helps protect the client long after tax season ends. Why record retention matters. Preparing an accurate tax return is only part of your responsibility as a professional tax preparer. Maintaining proper records is equally important. Record retention ensures there is documentation to support the work you performed if questions arise from the taxpayer, the IRS, or your employer. Good record keeping protects everyone involved and demonstrates that the return was prepared responsibly and in compliance with applicable laws and company procedures. Professional tax preparers should always assume that any return they prepare could be reviewed in the future. Why records are important? Maintaining organized records helps you verify information used to prepare the return, respond to IRS inquiries or examinations, support positions taken on a tax return, resolve client questions after filing, protect yourself against claims of negligence or misconduct, demonstrate compliance with IRS due diligence requirements, and maintain consistent and accurate business records. Good documentation can often resolve issues quickly. Poor documentation can make even a correctly prepared return difficult to defend. Examples of records that should be maintained. Depending on the taxpayer's situation and company procedures, records may include client intake forms, copies of completed tax returns, Form 8879 when applicable, copies of W-2s, 1099s, and other income documents. Documentation supporting deductions and credits, due diligence worksheets and notes, client correspondence, notes documenting explanations provided by the taxpayer, and any additional documentation requested during the preparation process. Maintaining complete records helps create a clear picture of how the return was prepared. Protect client records. Tax records contain highly sensitive personal and financial information. Whether records are stored electronically or in paper format, they must be protected from unauthorized access, loss or theft, improper disclosure, damage or destruction, and cybersecurity threats. Only authorized personnel should have access to client information. Records should never be shared unless permitted by law or authorized by the taxpayer. Follow company RECORDKPNG procedures. Legendary tax professionals may require additional documentation and retention practices to ensure consistency, quality control, and compliance. Every preparer is expected to upload required documents into approved company systems, maintain organized client files, document unusual situations or explanations provided by clients, follow company policies regarding document retention and secure disposal, and never remove or destroy client records without authorization. Consistent record keeping protects both the preparer and the organization. Understanding your e-file responsibilities. The Internal Revenue Service encourages taxpayers to file their returns electronically because e-filing is generally faster, more accurate, and more secure than filing paper returns. As a professional tax preparer, you play an important role in ensuring every electronically filed return is complete, accurate, and properly authorized before transmission. Submitting a return electronically is not simply clicking a button. It is the final step in a process that requires careful review, proper documentation, and compliance with IRS requirements. Before transmitting a return to the IRS, confirm that the taxpayer's identity has been verified. Confirm that all required tax documents have been received. Confirm that the taxpayer has reviewed the completed return. Resolve any questions or inconsistencies. Ensure all required forms have been completed. Ensure the taxpayer has signed all required authorizations, including Form 8879 when applicable. Make sure the return has passed all applicable review procedures. And ensure the information entered into the tax software matches the supporting documentation. Never transmit a return simply because a client is in a hurry. Accuracy comes before speed. During tax season, there can be significant pressure to prepare and transmit returns quickly. While efficiency is important, accuracy must always take priority. Before transmitting a return, verify names are spelled correctly, social security numbers are accurate, dates of birth are correct, filing status is accurate, bank account information for direct deposit is correct, income has been entered accurately, deductions and credits have been properly calculated, and required schedules and forms are attached. A few extra minutes spent reviewing a return can prevent weeks or even months of delays and corrections. After the return is transmitted, your responsibilities do not end once the return has been submitted. Monitor the acknowledgement from the IRS. Confirm whether the return was accepted or rejected. Notify the client of the filing status promptly. If rejected, determine the reason. Correct eligible errors and resubmit the return as appropriate. Document all actions taken in the client's file. Communication after filing is just as important as communication before filing. Never transmit a return without authorization. A tax return should never be electronically filed unless the taxpayer has provided the required authorization. Filing a return without the taxpayer's knowledge or approval is a serious violation of professional standards and company policy and may result in disciplinary action, IRS penalties, or other legal consequences. Always verify that all required signatures and authorizations have been obtained before transmitting any return. Understanding taxpayer consents. As a professional tax preparer, you must obtain the appropriate authorization before taking certain actions on behalf of a taxpayer. A taxpayer's personal and financial information belongs to them, and they have the right to know how it will be used, shared, and transmitted. Taxpayer consents help protect both the client and the tax preparer by ensuring that important decisions are made knowingly and voluntarily. Obtaining proper authorization is not just good business practice. It is a legal and ethical responsibility. Common authorizations you may encounter. Depending on the taxpayer's situation and the services being provided, you may need authorization before electronically filing a tax return, using direct deposit for a refund, applying for a bank product such as a refund transfer or refund advance, sharing tax information with authorized third parties, discussing a taxpayer's return with another individual, or using or disclosing taxpayer information for purposes other than preparing the tax return when required by law. Each authorization serves a specific purpose and should be explained clearly to the taxpayer before they sign. Never obtain a signature without explanation. Clients should understand what they are signing before they provide their signature. Take time to explain what the document authorizes, why the authorization is needed, whether it is required or optional, any responsibilities the taxpayer has after signing, and any fees or conditions associated with the authorization when applicable. A well-informed client is more confident and less likely to misunderstand the tax preparation process. Electronic signatures. Electronic signatures are widely accepted for many tax-related documents when obtained through approved systems and in accordance with IRS requirements. When using electronic signatures, verify the taxpayer's identity using company procedures. Ensure the signature is completed through an approved platform. Confirm all required fields are completed before proceeding. Retain signed documents in the client's file according to company policy. Never sign documents on behalf of a taxpayer or ask someone else to sign for them unless legally authorized to do so. Protect the taxpayer's RIGHTS. Every taxpayer has the right to review their completed tax return before signing. They have the right to ask questions about any part of the return. They have the right to decline optional products or services. They have the right to receive honest explanations regarding authorizations and consents. And they have the right to make informed decisions without pressure or coercion. As a professional tax preparer, your role is to educate and guide, not pressure or persuade. Understanding the consequences of noncompliance. The IRS expects every paid tax preparer to follow federal tax laws, exercise due diligence, and prepare returns honestly and accurately. When a preparer fails to meet these responsibilities, the consequences can be severe. Penalties are not intended to punish honest mistakes. They exist to discourage negligence, misconduct, and intentional fraud while protecting taxpayers and preserving the integrity of the tax system. Understanding these consequences reinforces why professionalism and compliance must always come before speed or profit. Civil penalties. Civil penalties are financial penalties assessed when a preparer violates IRS rules or fails to meet required professional standards. Examples of conduct that may result in civil penalties include failing to exercise due diligence, claiming deductions or credits without sufficient information, understating a taxpayer's liability because of unreasonable positions, failing to sign a return when required, failing to include a valid PTIN, failing to retain required records, failing to provide the taxpayer with a copy of their return when required, and improperly disclosing or using taxpayer information. Depending on the violation, penalties may be assessed for each individual tax return, making repeated errors extremely costly. Criminal penalties. Criminal penalties generally involve intentional misconduct rather than honest errors. Examples include knowingly preparing false tax returns, filing fraudulent tax documents, creating fictitious businesses or expenses, intentionally omitting taxable income, participating in identity theft or refund fraud, forging taxpayer signatures, knowingly assisting taxpayers in committing tax fraud, and conspiring to defraud the United States. Criminal violations may result in criminal prosecution, significant fines, restitution, probation, imprisonment, and permanent damage to your professional reputation. Intentional tax fraud is a federal crime and should never be taken lightly. The cost of one poor decision. Many tax preparers who face IRS enforcement did not begin their careers intending to violate the law. Often, poor decisions begin with small compromises. I'll let it slide just this once. The client promised the information is correct. Everyone else is doing it. It's only one return. Unfortunately, repeated compromises often lead to larger violations and more serious consequences. Professional integrity means refusing to compromise, even once. Protect yourself through compliance. The best way to avoid penalties is to consistently follow professional standards. Always verify information before preparing a return. Ask follow-up questions when necessary. Document unusual situations. Maintain complete records. Protect taxpayer information. Follow company policies and IRS regulations. Seek guidance whenever you are uncertain. Compliance is not just about avoiding penalties. It is about protecting your career, your clients, and your professional reputation. At Legendary Tax Professionals, no refund, preparation fee, or client relationship is worth risking your integrity or your future. Every preparer is expected to uphold the law, exercise sound professional judgment, and maintain the highest ethical standards in every return they prepare. Remember, your reputation takes years to build, but only one unethical decision to destroy. Every return should be prepared as if it could be reviewed by the IRS tomorrow.